Non-local, part 3.1.2, the scene of the crime. That's where it happened. Right over there. Sunshine was pointing with his pointer finger while the rest of the hand held an espresso drink, which was canceling out the smell of Madanuska magic in the car. Can you see it? I don't see anything over there, Sonny. And he couldn't have. A few inches of thick, fresh snow was covering all of the elements of that area up. Can you go over there and check for me? I'll stay on the phone with you while you do it. Sunshine asked Dale. Dale was almost done with his enormous bakery cookie and sipping slightly on his Americano, which was still very hot, even in the wind-chilled frozen air. Only because you have such a beautiful brother who knows how to cook will I do this for you. Dale zipped up his jacket and headed straight away into the snowy field towards the outcropping of trees where the said event had occurred. Am I still on it? Dale asked into his smartphone. Keep going, straight ahead, where all the paths meet, from Dale's phone, speaker function. You're going to see a bunch of stuff everywhere. Those are his things, I think. Whoa. Hold the presses here, Sonny. His stuff? Really? Dale was scanning the area looking for his stuff. There was obviously several things under a few inches of snow, but he could make out shapes that roughly resembled things people could use, like boxes or shingle shoes left abandoned to the voided areas of existence. There were piss stains all around the area in the fresh snow, and it was ripe, like significantly repulsive body odor, sweat and piss with the faintest whiff of some extra thing secreted away half-interestedly by a bear, but lots of urine. All around him, a yellow snow ecosystem for teleporting former relatives. Side note here, cadaverine and putrescine are partially responsible for the foul smell of urine. I'm going to put it on video, Dale said, switching his phone over so Sunshine could see too. There. Looks like the work of dogs, or dog whispers. Definitely pee, though. Nonplussed, Sunshine keeps the investigation moving forward. Ha ha. Check for a piece of plywood. I put the usik under a piece of plywood. No offense, Inspector, but I don't have my evidence gloves or my bag, so I don't know that I'm going to be touching anything out here, or that I should legally be speaking, of course. Do you see a fanny pack? Should be like pink and green and yellow or something. Sunshine from the car through Dale's smartphone. On video himself now, but he keeps forgetting that. So all Dale sees is him from the other side in random shots of sky and sides of face. Fanny pack? Like from the 1700s? When conquistadors wore fanny packs and looked for the city of El Dorado? Cute, Dale. Really cute. You are standing where I swear the sweet stars I saw a naked man disappear. Shut the fuck up. You never said that motherfucker was naked. Dale, whose expression was either shock or amazement, both of which moved into emerging soon thereafter. No sign of anything so far. What am I really looking for? Shit, dude, I don't know. Looking for fucking clues, something that makes sense, that proves he was there and then he teleported. I am honestly at a bit of a loss here, Mosquito. Well, Johnson, you want to call it a day and we could go try and contact the Slednecks over at Tarnagon? Sunshine offered. Ha! Sounds amazing. I can think of no better way to spend the rest of my evening than finding the boys who witnessed the same crime you did and interrogating them in a little room about what they saw. So that's a no, then? I think so, Sunshine. Look, brother, I believe you saw something that freaked you the fuck out over here. This place is really creepy and a little scary, and I really want to take a hot shower after being here, but I don't think that teleportation is a real thing. I don't think it's something people can do. It might be another point in time, but right here and right now and yesterday, I think there just might have been a bunch of crazy shit going down. Did you guys get hurt? Dale was trying. Feeling at a loss, but not wanting to take that up with Dale, Sunshine just shrugged it off and decided to figure out just what happened on his own. That, and he was also going to ask Amanda out to dinner and a movie. Let's go, dude, he says to Dale. 10-4, Inspector Mosquito, Dale says officially into his smartphone and starts walking back to the Mosquito-mobile.